Janaina Chepe, vous êtes invitée à Friar pour l'exposition intitulée Shifting Worlds et vous présentez donc pour cette exposition les caméléons, caméléos et Blood Sea, qui sont donc des sirènes. Vous nous expliquerez peut-être un petit peu la démarche. Je voulais savoir, par rapport à ces deux œuvres qui sont très différentes, vous présentez pour les caméléons quatre femmes, quatre figures, quatre symboles aussi. Donc ce sont des femmes qui viennent des favelas.
Oui, bon, j'ai travaillé à un suburb. So I speak in English, but sorry. I was working in a suburb of Rio de Janeiro, a trendy town called Jacarezinho, which used to be a really dangerous suburb in Rio, and it still is. It just always depends on how, you know, the political state of the drug traffic goes. But in any way, I started to work with those women 2 years ago, and I was working there for a month. I would go every day in the favela and just stay with them the whole day and try to talk about different subjects. I gave them the first idea of the project was to try to think of the idea of a hero, a superhero, what it would be for them to try to imagine if they would have the chance to transform themselves, what is it that they would desire to be. That was the beginning, you know, the first thought of the project, and we developed this idea through like a month. So in that time, we were working in different ways. I gave them Super 8 cameras so that they would have also a camera in, you know, in private use that they could use themselves, so they would be able to also define, you know, their privacy and film in their homes or be filmed by a friend, like they wished in a way. And I would have a digital camera that I would be, you know, working with them as a group and individually also. But it was just like we had these different ways of approaching that idea that I thought, you know, from my point of view and from them, from their point of view.
Alors, une brève traduction, puisqu'il s'agit donc de quatre femmes qui vivent dans une banlieue très dangereuse qui s'appelle Jacarezinho. Et c'est vraiment un lieu aussi de trafic de drogue très important. Et il était important justement de définir ces quatre sujets en montrant peut-être aussi quatre super-héros. Et l'artiste avait donc la volonté de montrer qu'elle pouvait se transformer et montrer peut-être un nouveau symbole, montrer peut-être ce qu'elle aurait, enfin ce qu'elle désirait être d'une certaine manière. Donc chacune ont reçu une caméra Super 8, ce qui permettait de s'habituer un petit peu à filmer leur intimité de tous les jours. Et puis l'artiste était muni d'une caméra digitale, ce qui permettait de multiplier d'une certaine manière les approches.
So I think during the whole month, you know, we got to meet each other in a very, you know, personal way, which in Brazil there's so many different social classes, you know. Basically, people live either up the hill or down the hill. You know, up the hill is the shanty towns, down the hill is the city where, you know, the middle class and the upper middle class lives. And how they meet is actually more through, you know, like the people come to work or they just like have no communication as a friendly communication, really. They don't really like go from one place to the other without, you know, it's dangerous, basically. There is a class difference, and the Brazilian society has a difficulty of communication between the two. So when the museum approached me to be able to show the project, I thought of like handing this voiceover, you know, to the shantytown, which would be the best way to try to show how they live, and instead of me trying to comment on how they live, you know, just to hand it over so that they could express themselves. So part of the work consists of interviews. So during the time I was working with the women, We talked a lot, and I wanted to let them the space they wanted to have. So when you see the piece, they have different approaches in how they talk about themselves or their idea of superhero. There is one woman that talks much longer than the other, and I didn't edit anything out because I wanted them to be able to express what they wanted and as long as they wanted. So that was the part of the interviews during the project. And then there was, of course, like a fiction part in the project, which consisted of them transforming themselves into their superheroes during the months we were working with. So we did make costumes for them during that time. And the costumes were evolving, you know, during that month. So in the beginning, they were quite, you know, we tried to like just do whatever we could without having things done. And that was very playful and funny, which allowed them in a way to step out of their ordinary lives and to in a way be back children somehow, because it was just about to invent a play of how they could transform themselves without having anything, which was actually a quite fun part of the project. Like, for example, the robot, we didn't have the silver clothes yet or anything, so we went to her house and she just like put the pots and the pans on top of her head and in her feet. And this whole idea of, you know, using the things you have around you to transform yourself was actually the main idea I wanted to pass through them, that it's possible to be what you wish to be, you know, independently of your also economical situation, which they really actually do. Every day they invent themselves out of nothing, and all that strength is something that I really wanted to catch with the film, because people have a very distant idea of what it is, you know, to live as a, you know, in a shanty town. They have this horror ideas of, you know, poverty and robbery and drug traffic, and that they tend to forget that there are real people behind all that, and people that actually have the same desires and wishes than we do, and they're very close to us. And what happens in their lives is basically a mirror of what happened in our life. And sometimes I think we tend to forget, and we tend to separate and look at them as like some animals in a zoo. And I think this whole project helped very much to kind of make a bridge between, you know, the shantytown and the people down the hill. During that time, you know, I was taking my friends up the hill because they don't go normally, you know, and there was a whole like fear of approach that was a little bit broken. And also the fact that at the end we showed the project in a museum, which means that we took everything then inside a museum space that where normally there is no space, you know, for the hill in there. And I think that was a very, very important part of it, that the whole community that I worked with actually came to the opening and was present there for, you know, their first time in their lives that they actually were in a museum. So all that, I'm sorry. So all that was just, you know, part of it, I guess.
Un bref aperçu en français. Donc pendant un mois, elles ont travaillé à cette pièce, à cette fiction. Et c'est vrai que ce mois a servi surtout à pouvoir créer cette rencontre, puisqu'il s'agissait de formuler peut-être ou de montrer qu'il y avait une communication ou un certain contact entre ces femmes. Il faut savoir qu'au Brésil, les classes sociales sont séparées. Déjà, la géographie le représente, puisque le haut de la ville et le bas de la ville représentent aussi des classes sociales très différentes, des plus pauvres aux plus riches. Et donc, ce besoin de communiquer était essentiel. Donc, c'est une société brésilienne qui est parfois difficile. C'est-à-dire qu'il faut savoir, effectivement, que les femmes qu'elle a interviewées sont des femmes qui ont une réalité ou une condition sociale qui n'est pas toujours évidente. Donc, pour cette interview, il était important de leur donner un certain espace. Et C'est pour cette raison que il n'y a pas eu de véritable montage. Chaque femme s'exprime selon sa volonté. Donc dans cette fiction, ce qui était important, c'était la transformation. On le comprend aussi dans le titre « Les caméléones ». Et chacune des femmes avait un costume, c'est-à-dire qu'elles représentaient un symbole, ce qui permettait aussi de montrer comment elles pouvaient habiter ce symbole. Alors, on vient de parler du robot. C'est vrai que la femme robot, c'est une femme qui travaille à la maison, au foyer. Elle a une vie assez difficile, c'est presque une esclave, d'une certaine manière. Et pour être un robot, c'est vrai qu'elle a dû utiliser certains ustensiles comme des casseroles ou des poêles. Donc, tout à coup, c'était une manière de transcender sa condition de femme, peut-être.
Je pense que c'était aussi un peu de... Tu vois, elle était dans la maison et elle a commencé à mettre le pots in her hand like this and to wear them. And that was really a liberation of her actually daily, you know, cooking and actually polishing those pots. And once she stepped into them, it was kind of like laughing about her own condition.
Une sorte de libération. Une sorte de libération. Et puis c'était une manière de se réinventer, en quelque sorte. Et tout à l'heure, tu parlais justement de cette manière de parler des désirs que ces femmes pouvaient exprimer. Donc, c'est vrai que par rapport à ce désir, il y a aussi il y a cet effet miroir de ce qu'elles peuvent représenter, leur côté peut-être plus humain. Peut-être ce qui est aussi très important, c'est la manière dans ton travail dont tu vois le costume. C'est vrai que dans tes photographies, dans la plupart de ton travail, il y a cette manière d'habiller le corps. Il y a un langage corporel qui est aussi très important. Et là, on voit une tradition brésilienne qui est très forte. C'est-à-dire depuis les années 20, il y a Lio Itizica, il y a aussi toutes les influences. Alors, je ne sais pas
I think it has a long tradition, and anyway, people used to dress themselves up. Carnival is a huge thing in Brazil, and it's this moment of the year where people just like go into their fantasies. They dress up and they go out the streets, you know, and they can. And carnival comes from the word carnevale, you know, where like you were allowed to eat meat before Easter, which in a way meant, you know, you were allowed to do anything you wanted before you go into the Easter time. And I think this liberation is, I took over in a way this idea of dressing up to become something else, to be able to do things you don't do normally, but in a way, in a very, I tried to put it in a domestic environment so that people actually realize they could do it every day if they wanted. You know, they don't need a specific time of the year to do this, but they can actually step out of their daily lives. And I think working with women in that case, and the same as in the other installation, Blood Sea, but maybe even more in Camaleoas, I think their condition also as females, you know, in society, to be able to dress up and actually play around and become something else was very important, because the male society in the slums and in the whole Brazil is very strict. And still, there is a lot of like attitude that is wrong about men and women. And I think those women, mainly if you go to the suburbs, you go and, you know, the women work very hard. And a lot of times their men are sitting at home watching TV, drinking, while they're out there working, and then they still get to have to listen to some attitude when they're home. And I think when we started to work off this idea of like dressing up and becoming something else, they were liberating themselves from their condition as females also in a domestic environment. And I think in the all the work that I do reflects a little bit of that. I work mainly with females because I was always interested in their, you know, condition as females in society and also how they deal with their body, you know, and the idea of dressing up, I was very scared in the beginning that it would come up with an idea of like being super sexy or being some sort of hero that, you know, would show off this kind of sexuality, which a lot of times is the case when, you know, women, they put themselves into a position where they want to, you know, be pinups sometimes. So I was really happy that that was not at all the case. They had no desire, wish to become any of that, you know, female icons that you see on TV all the time. But the opposite, in a way, because their lives is just so different, and they don't even go there because they're so surrounded with other issues, much more about motherhood and about you taking care and reaching out for other people to help them out. So their costumes was really more, you know, more spiritual in a way and more practical also.
C'est une sorte de métaphore aussi, de la vie.
Ouais.
C'est vrai que la femme qui se transforme en soleil, c'est pour apporter de la chaleur autour d'elle, d'avoir certainement un meilleur rayonnement. Et c'est vrai que c'est d'une beauté extraordinaire.
Yeah, because they talk about the, you know, the plant also. She talks about a woman in a condition, you know, she wants to be, have roots and to try to define herself, you know, as a creature that, you know, that grows and keeps growing and has roots in the bag that comes from somewhere mm-hmm. far away also and still is like in a metamorphosis in a way. So I think they really were talking about issues that we all talk about all around the world independently where we live. And I think that was like the beauty of it, is to get close to something where we should all be talking about, you know, in issues about male and female in society. And I think they really pointed that out so clearly, and that was the beauty of the whole project in a way. And just to say a brief thing about Blood Sea, the costumes, they were also in a way transforming this idea of the beauty queen, you know, in that sense, that the mermaid was seen where I filmed the piece in Florida, Tampa, which used to be a mermaid aquarium, a road attraction in the 30s and 40s, where they had mermaids, you know, making Coca-Cola ads in the water and singing with Elvis Presley. And this whole transformation that happened there, in a way, talking about the female body and her state, you know, to be trapped into this idea of the beauty queen, and just using costumes again to make, and it was funny, we started to work and they were so used to have the little fishtail and the little, you know, bra like this. And when I gave them these other outfits that were huge and with balloons inside and would transform the shape of their bodies, they started to step out of this condition of having to smile, because all of a sudden their body looked different and they could be something else, you know, their visual aspect was asking them in a way to give out some other things that they had inside of them, not, you know, the little smile to just attract men, but maybe something else. And that was really interesting in the week we were working with, because you started to get different kind of feedback from these women that were so used to be cute, and all of a sudden they have these huge costumes on, and they try to act differently, and all of a sudden you see other, you know, faces and other emotions coming out, which I think was a very good exercise for them as well. Which is also a part of the work, which is nice, is that you to work with people gives you a chance to kind of exercise these things that come out, and, you know, the feedback you get from people, and to give them a door to be able to step somewhere else that they usually don't. And the costumes, they help you, of course, in that. And to be able to see yourself in a different condition, I think, and get step out of your physical body into a different one. So you start to reinvent a whole other cosmos around you and a whole other universe of possibilities where you can express ideas, you know, that grow.
Très bien, merci Janaïna. Juste pour résumer, c'est vrai qu'au Brésil, il y a cette tradition du carnaval qui est très importante. Et donc le costume, par exemple dans les caméléones, permet à ces femmes de transcender donc leurs conditions, comme je l'ai dit. Et elles l'ont fait d'une manière très originale, puisqu'effectivement, elles n'ont pas voulu représenter des femmes dans toute leur splendeur. C'était aussi des images très fortes, et je crois que c'était une des choses les plus importantes. Et pour Blood Sea, on revoit ces costumes, enfin, on est confronté à un univers. Il s'agit de sirènes qui travaillaient dans un parc aquatique en Floride. Et c'est vrai qu'à nouveau, ces sirènes, en ayant ces sortes de déguisements, ces baudruches autour d'elles, c'est vrai qu'à un moment donné, elles ont dû, elles avaient un autre jeu. Et c'est ce qui était intéressant, c'était de voir, de sentir effectivement qu'est-ce que ces femmes pouvaient effectivement nous communiquer et ce qu'elles peuvent nous faire sentir. Ce que j'aimerais encore dire, c'est vrai qu'il y a quelque chose de très embryonnaire, hein, quelque part. Et il y a un monde du rêve, il y a un monde, enfin, c'est quelque chose à découvrir. Voilà. Merci, Janaïna, et je vous souhaite une bonne continuation.